Nan, describe to me the layout of your house. Like I'm taking the odd look up there, but it was thatched.
Yes.
Was there a flag floor on you know
No,
the
funny now, ours was a later date. Our house wasn't, our house and this house here was built about the one time, and at that stage they were coming in to put in concrete floors. Now, I think there might have been a flagged floor here, I don't remember. No, we had a concrete floor in my house, but that was not the other houses that were built. These were shaped different. And this house, it was the same builder built this house then built the house that I was reared in. And that was the shape of them there. They were a wider house. They were about a lot wider
Yeah,
there to the.
compact and
Yes,
spacious, yeah.
they were a wider house. And then there was nine, you could count the rafters, the ribs going across. And there were two X, there were two more. One on that side, and in this house and in our house, than was in the other country houses we went into. You know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
The roof was narrower.
Yeah. I understand what you
Yes.
mean, yeah.
Then we had a, used to have a bed in the kitchen sometimes, and curtains on it.
Recess,
Yes,
yeah.
no, we hadn't the recess, but a lot of other the older houses had it, but we hadn't
Yeah.
at our house. No, this house was never made for it either. But the older houses, my grandma's house and that, they had the recess. But ours, we just had curtains on it. And that would be there if any person came to stay for a night or whatever.
So you had an open
We
house.
had an open house. You walked in the door. And when you walked in the door, you were in the kitchen. Now, the kitchen was this whole room.
Yeah.
With the dresser and the table and the chairs and the open fire. That was our kitchen.
Open fire on the
Yeah,
floor, yeah.
just in later years, then they started to get a bit posh and they built these little, what did they call them? A back kitchen.
Yeah.
Back kitchen, they call it.
Scullery, once named.
Something like that out there.
But like I meant open as in like was your house open to everyone and anyone like
Ah,
would
yes. Oh,
yeah.
yes.
Did travellers stay with you at times, ma'am?
Well, they never stayed with us, but we were blessed with travellers always because where I lived, there was two green, what we called the green roads, going way out. One was going way out to bogs, and another one was going way to the river. And there were no houses on them, and that's where they used to set up their tents or encampment. And then when the morning came, they'd be there in the winter time too. In the morning came, they would head. Now, if it was too wet a day to light a fire outside, they came with their kettle, their tin kettles. They made the kettles themselves. They came to the first place they would see a smoke up, and ours was the nearest. We might have two from two different gangs, and in the morning, and before I would go to school, there'd be an early. I remember them well.
But they were welcome and they knew
Oh,
it.
we never paid any attention. They
No.
would tell us all kinds of stories, and of course, I'd talk a lot about jennets and mules and stuff that wasn't we didn't know much about, you know.
But they would make their wee pandies and
Aye.
cans.
Oh, aye,
Okay.
they sold them, but they made the kettles too. And then they would come in to get the kettles boiled, and my aunt would give them a bowl of tea and a slice of this bread while they would be sitting waiting and so on.